She laughed as she remembered. I smiled too. See? You're a natural. And that's what I want you to do. Pretend, okay?
Pretend what?
Okay, pretend that you're a secretary. I worked as an office temp for a while. Great. Then this should be easy for you. That's perfect. All right, you're an office temp, and your supervisor, Mr. Black, I indicated myself and continued to think out loud. Let's see. Saw you stealing something. He calls you into his office and says if you don't do what he tells you, he's going to have you arrested.
I don't understand. Why are we doing this?
Well, I'm just guessing, but I think you'll be able to enjoy yourself more if you pretend that you have to do what we've been doing. That way you don't have to feel like you're being a bad person because someone's making you do these things. Make sense?
Well, maybe. I don't...
Look, just try it, okay? And if you don't like it, we'll stop. Carol looked uncertain. I said, it won't be any different from what we've been doing, but it'll feel different, I promise. Let's try it, okay?
Well, okay, but I...
Tell you what. Have you got any office clothes? You know, white blouse, pleated skirt, like that?
Yes, but...
Good. Put them on. I'll wait outside. Let me know when you're ready. And before she could reply, I stepped outside her room and closed the door. She took less time than I thought she would. The idea must have appealed to her more than she'd want to admit. And when she opened the door to let me in, I saw that she had gone all the way. White blouse with a red and blue bow at the neck, pleated navy blue skirt with a wide black belt, pantyhose, low-heeled black shoes. She'd even pulled her hair back in clips and put on some gold earrings. She smiled sheepishly at me as I closed the door behind me and asked, "Is this right?" I smiled back at her. "That's perfect. You should have been an actress. You really look the part." "Let's see. You wear glasses sometimes, don't you?"
"Oh, yes, they're right here."
She went over to her desk and took them out of her case and quickly put them on before turning to face me. They were round horn rims that covered her eyes up past her eyebrows and made her look like a cute owl.
"Oh my God, that's just perfect.
Come here and look at yourself." I pulled her over to the full-length mirror on the back of her door and stood behind her. She looked at herself and giggled. "See what I mean?" I said. "You know what? You're not Carol anymore. You're somebody else. Look at her. Who is she?" I watched her stare at her reflection as if trying to guess what kind of person she was. I said, "That's definitely somebody else. What do you think her name is?" She thought a moment.
"Maria."
"Maria what?"
"Maria... I don't know. Smith. No, no. Maria Santiago. I used to temp with a girl named Santiago, and she even looked like this a little."
She smiled at her reflection again. "Good. Okay, take a good look at her and remember what she looks like." I waited a beat. "Got it?"
"Mm-hmm."
I took her by the shoulders and turned her around to face me. "Okay, you're Maria Santiago. You're an office temp. You're a little shy. You don't talk much at your jobs. You're not a bad person, but you don't make much money, and sometimes, if you can, you help yourself to stuff. You've never been caught, but today Mr. Black saw you, though he hasn't said anything yet." I waved my arm to indicate the room. "This is Mr. Black's office. That's his desk," indicating hers. "Okay. Who are you?"
I'm Maria Santiago," she said, smiling.
"I don't believe you. You sound like that Carol person. Who are you?"
"Maria Santiago."
Her face was more serious. "What do you do?"
"I'm an office temp."
"What else do you do?"
Sometimes I steal things."
"Okay. Mr. Black just told you he wants to see you in his office. How do you feel about that?"
I don't know."
"You don't know why he wants to see you. Are you a little worried?"
"I guess so."
"What are you worried about?"
"I'm afraid he might have seen me take something."
"What did you take?" Her eyes darted around the room.
A CD player from somebody's desk.
I followed her gaze and picked up the one she was looking at. Like this?
Yes.
Where did you put it?
In my purse.
What purse? She thought a moment, then turned and rooted through her closet, coming up with a fairly large black cloth purse.
This one.
I handed her the CD player and she put it into the purse. All right. What's your name? Without hesitating, she said,
Maria Santiago.
I gave her a smile. Good. Now, Maria, I want you to go outside. I pointed. Maria Santiago is going to knock on that door, and when she comes in, this is going to be Mr. Black's office. I wish I was wearing a suit, but you'll just have to pretend, okay?
Okay.
She looked a little nervous, but excited. And whatever happens in Mr. Black's office happens to Maria Santiago, not to anybody else. Got it? She nodded, frowning a little, with fear or concentration. All right, go outside, but don't knock unless you know why you're knocking. I took her by the shoulders and turned her around. Without another word, she opened the door, stepped outside, and closed it behind her. I went and sat down at her desk and waited. The knock, when it came, was a timid one. Good, I thought, and called, Come in. Maria opened the door a little, stuck her head in, and said,
You wanted to see me, Mr. Black?